Welcome back to Head Games. We want to thank Jarrett Bell and Chris Boomer. Tell me, before we get to a little bit more comment on about tennis, what is it that's so special, Luke Jensen, about Chris Berman and about the way he portrays sports?
I think the first thing is passion. And you can go anywhere, in any sports bar, any place where, you know, the guys are sitting around, and you feel on the TV that you're hanging out with your buddy. The Raiders and all these great nicknames that he comes out with, the Swami. You feel like you want to place a bet with the guy. Hey, you know, I think this team's going to win this weekend, and you put a little friendly wager on it. And I think that's the allure of Berman, that he's like your buddy sitting right next to you at the sports bar, and you're like watching the game with him. That's the cool part.
It's the reason we got in sports in the first place. Well, Jimmy Connors' mother just died. Tragically, he's not going to be there. He's talking on the phone every day to Andy Roddick. But what he's been focusing on is aggressiveness and service return. How is that progressing for Roddick?
It's doing pretty good. Remember, he spent the last, I'd say 2.5 months since the U.S. Open working on just that, being more aggressive. It paid off in a small exhibition right before the Australian where he beat Andy Roddick. Now, it wasn't an official match, but you keep score. And when you keep score, hey, you play to win. He grabbed some confidence from that. He is attacking. The question that I have is, will he attack at the right times? In the first round, he was just attacking to attack. You have to pick your spots. You just can't bull rush the net. I think he's going to gain an experience the more Connors gets to see the field. This match coming up with Safin is going to be rough. They match each other in size and in speed. Safin's about 6'4", about 195. That's huge for a tennis player. That's the same with Roddick. 6'4", 195, maybe 200. Roddick has the edge with the serve. Safin's got the edge with the agility. So the X's and O's for Roddick, he's got to be smart in this next match. He's here to win the tournament, so he's got to take it step by step.
Well, can you take the step and get up at 5:15 to do our show tomorrow, buddy? Because you're too good not to check in on the best guy covering tennis in the world.
I'll hold for you, Nick. Anytime, baby. Laces out!
Laces out, baby. Thank you, Luke. We'll talk to you tomorrow, brother. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Go to headgamesradio.com for all the highlights. We'll see you tomorrow.